then we had all the Yanks, didn't we, from Borum, used to come out here on the Saturday night and have a good old drink. And
the hall? Did we come to the...
Used to come to the village hall, mostly come over the walnut tree, though, they did.
Oh, did they? They like walnut trees.
Yeah, they used to come, they had just six bells, didn't they? Mm. I mean, they'd chuck a £5 note, what they had, they'd probably give them a change for £2, they wouldn't know, would they? They used to throw all the bicycles about here, leave them, you get on the ride them home, nothing.
So they weren't much, they weren't any trouble?
No, because the young ladies, there's plenty of young ladies up here, and because we used to get plenty of fags, they used to give us what they call camel, and oh dear, it was all right.
Did any of the village girls?
Yeah, of course there was. Thelma Young, wasn't it? Thelma Young, didn't she?
Thelma Monk.
Monk. She went to live in America, didn't she?
Yeah.
For certain. All the girls like the American soldiers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they all. Then they used to have a coach, used to pick these girls up. Not. So they were rude, nothing. Used to take them to Borum camp, and they'd go dance, didn't they, and all that. Oh, yeah, then them huts after the war, my cousin, Viv's sister and them, they lived in them until the council built some houses in them American army huts. They got a thing up on that Borum road, ain't they? A big thing with all about the Americans and that. And same as up there in that Borum track. Yeah, and as I say, through the war years there now, we all thought we were safe, but no, they dropped a stick of bombs in the field and... Ha ha, blew the chimney off, the oven off. We had to go and move up then to Walnut Tree Farm with my uncle who lived up there. And we was in there for, oh gracious, must have been 3 or 4 months before we could move back.
Right.
Yeah. And then one finished then, when we moved back, they dropped the bomb down in the conker trees down the bottom of the hill. And she was going
on
to...
Lane?
Yeah, down the bottom, yeah. Yeah. And of course all the youngsters, the Hawkses, myself and the Wallace, was all looking down the hole. We thought, this is nice. Yeah. If that went off, we would... Been there now. Oh yeah, that was Memory Lane. The happiest years of my life, living down Green Lane.
Thanks go to Anne Cowlan, who recorded his interviews. The complete recordings are available to hear at the Essex Record Office or on their SoundCloud channel.